We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Hey, welcome back, everyone. Thanks for joining us on Valentine's Day here on the Dom Giordano program. One of our favorite guests, because these people are so busy at things that really matter, is Tom Fitton, president of Judicial Watch. Tom, it's always good to have you, but particularly saw you on Fox, all this stuff going around Roger Stone. What is 1-2 in your mind about the developments around Roger Stone at this point?
Well, it shows you the Attorney General of the United States needs to get a control of the Justice Department. You know, he let these Mueller partisans stay in place to further abuse their positions, it looks like, to suggest to a court that Roger Stone go in jail, stay in jail, or be sentenced to jail longer than the law would require.
Yeah.
Now, that's pretty scary. And on top of that, it suggests they were doing it for ulterior purposes. Because why would you do something wrong? What's the motive? Well, the Mueller thing collapsed. So this is one way to say it was valid, by suggesting that someone's going to jail for 10 years or months.
Yeah, it gives heft to that. The bigger sentence they could put on it, the more hefty, if it's a slap on slap on the wrist, right? Yeah.
Yeah, it becomes part of the talking points to defend Mueller. And of course, it's a slap in the face to the President of the United States, who is just acquitted. And their view is, I suspect, oh, yeah, you think you're acquitted? Well, how about Stone? We just put him in jail for 10 years. How's that? And three of the four, I mean, two of them, I think, had worked for Mueller and had a personal interest in the case, obviously, at least professionally from the work. Three of the four are Democrats, registered Democrats. Now, I recognize that's almost always the case in the Justice Department.
Yes. But
we're not allowed to mention that out here in America. You're not supposed to notice that the Justice Department is largely run by Democrat registered lawyers. And you're supposed to pretend that has no impact on their decision making. But it's, I think, concerning to normal people.
Absolutely. Now, what's concerning to me, and I don't know if you were on this before, and I apologize if you were. My listeners want to know, and you're a great guy to ask, how did this juror, at least one that we know of now, Tom, who was the forewoman in this, in the jury, who ran for office as a Democrat, has a lot of postings anti-Trump. What happened here? Because I've been bounced off juries because of what I do. I don't know that you would serve on a jury. They probably bounce you and say, prima facie, you know, we don't want that one side or the other. How did this happen with this forewoman?
That's happened. That has happened.
Sure. I was once bounced by the defense. The prosecution and the judge and I got into an argument because I said, answered honestly, Tom, that I would say cops, I would trust more with their testimony than people are not because they're checked and all that stuff. And even though it was a question I had to answer under oath, he said I couldn't answer it that way. So how did this woman make it through all this?
Well, I'm not a lawyer. And
right.
Whether you are able to bounce a juror for political bias is a complicated question. A, you only got certain numbers of opportunities to do that in theory. And then B, just because someone has stated strong views in other contexts about a figure that may or may not be tied to the case, remember, as a juror, you swear to put that aside. And so in this case, and I'm not suggesting it should be persuasive to people, the judge was convinced that the juror, if indeed this issue came up, would be able to put her personal views aside and give Stone a fair hearing. That's the way it's supposed to work.
Well, it seems to me, though, I only dropped out of law school to do this, that the evidence, though, when you run for Congress, when you're engaged in that, this isn't just some mild connection. I would have pushed as prosecutor to strike, and I guess you're saying the judge just didn't think it rose to that level.
So I don't know the detail of how each juror was handled and whether this juror right. was objected to by the defense. But on the other hand, you could have a judge who says, look, what people fear about Donald Trump is not at issue here. It is, what is at issue, what Mr. Stone did. Did he make this phone call? Did he make this mm-hmm. threat? Did he lie? And your views on Donald Trump, in theory, don't color this. And I'm not going to strike a juror as a result. So we're going to argue about this, I think, over the long run in terms as we find out more about it. But, you know, this is just another indication as to why people are and you're raising legitimate questions. And but the bigger issue is, frankly, is this prosecution was generated as a result of an investigation based on nothing. Stone should never have been in the crosshairs of the Justice Department in any rational sense of the word. You had prosecutors who were part of the Mueller team go into court earlier this week and suggest he was part of some foreign plot to intervene in our elections when that was not the case. And certainly he wasn't convicted of anything of the sort. And they suggested, for instance, he should go to jail longer because he couldn't keep his mouth shut after the judge told him to gag it.
Yeah, and look, I know
there's
Stone.
An abuse here, right. And it's not anything to do, and it's right, and it happened this week, more than enough reason for the attorney general to intervene and kind of pull things back, but more importantly for the president to say, we're done, I'm pardoning him.
Would you recommend that, Tom? I don't know if you can do that for your organization. I don't recommend doing it now. How about Tom Fitton? What do you think?
It's the right thing to do. You do it when you want to do it.
Okay.
And the calculation is can we trust these prosecutions by Mueller to have been done in a way that instills confidence in the fair administration of justice? I don't believe we can. I think even if there are individuals guilty of crimes, we can't trust the process that led to mm-hmm. that outcome. And the president's perfectly within his rights to do so and should do so, because people like Flynn, for instance, we should just stop the damage, stop the abuse.
Tom Fitton with us, president of Judicial Watch. Now, I see, too, that you guys are taking a look at what's going on with the primaries and the caucuses in Iowa with the Democrats. What can you tell us? What's Judicial Watch looking at here?
Well, we had been concerned about whether states are taking reasonable steps to clean up the rolls. And we did an analysis of the voter rolls using the best available data and found dirty voting rules in Iowa. 2.5 million extra names on the rolls nationally. In Iowa, they had our number showed 8 counties with more people on the rolls than living there and eligible to vote. And what's ironic is the Republican Secretary of State there went ballistic, started smearing us, saying we were putting out disinformation, and pointed to new unaudited numbers that show only 5 counties had more people on the rolls than eligible. So, I mean, this talk about, distracting with smoke and mirrors. The fact is there are too many counties, too many states don't do enough to make sure that people who shouldn't be on the rolls aren't there. And it's not hard to do. We're not asking them to make them perfect. We're just asking them to do the basics. And the basics under federal law is you don't show up, you don't vote, you get a card. If you don't respond to the card or otherwise vote in 2 federal general elections, you're removed from the list. It doesn't mean you can't sign up again. It doesn't mean in the meantime you can't vote. So, hey, I'm here to vote. Of course, you'll be able to vote. But it does mean that if you've moved away, and you're not voting in the jurisdiction, your name's struck from the rolls after an extraordinarily lengthy period of time.
Absolutely. Hey, Tom, for listeners that want to follow you and all the stuff that Judicial Watch is engaged in, what do they do? What's the best way to follow Tom Fitton and Judicial Watch?
They can go to our internet site at judicialwatch.org. And, of course, we're on Facebook and Twitter. I've got a pretty active Twitter account that gives people, all sorts of ideas about what we're doing and information about our activities and other things probably of less interest to them politically. But, it's a personal Twitter account, so I can't guarantee it will be all Judicial
well,
Watch.
Well, we need to see your workout regimen on there. That's what we need.
Oh, yeah.
Put some of that
Not
on
as
there.
Much as you think.
Hey, Tom Fitton, thank you very much. Thanks for joining us in Philadelphia today.
Hey, you're welcome.
Tom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.